regarding?
Yeah.
That is probably one of the most scientific in episodes
in Holo Mahabharata. That's true, yeah.
The question is, you know, yes, Krishna protects the soul more than the body.
Very good,
how
yeah.
How can he allow such a heinous person as Sanatana?
Yeah. Very good. Actually, that's a very good point. Huh? As I said, like, everything couldn't be told in this short span. You see, when Arjun was lamenting, Yudhishthira Maharaj was lamenting after Abhimanyu's death, then Vasudev came there. And Vasudev told that when Krishna decided to descend on this planet, he asked the demigods to come to assist him in his pastimes on the planet. So at that time, different demigods came, and they were actually soliciting different demigods to come. So Somdev, sun god's son, was Barcha, was asked to, sun god, moon god, Chandradev, was asked to send Barcha to the earth planet to assist Krishna in his pastime. But so moon god was so attached to his son, he refused. No, I can't stay away without him. I can't bear the separation from him even for a moment. So demigods persuaded him and said that, okay, let him come just for 16 years. So according to a demigod's calculation, 16 years is like 16 seconds. So with that condition, this Barcha came to the earth planet, and that son of moon god, Barcha, became Abhimanyu. And so that day was his 16th year was over. So he had to go back. So Vasudev told them about the incidents, and that after hearing that, they felt consoled. Okay.
It is said, Hara Bhaktisipula Mahatmana, one is not a devotee can have no good qualities. Now, that is very clearly shown that, you know, how heinously, you know, Abhimanyu was killed, and, you know, the evil tactics that were used. But having broken the principles of dharma so many times, why is it that they, you know, apparently maintain some principles, like when the five arrows that were sent to Krishna to the Pandavas were with Duryodhana, and when he was asked for them, he gave it. He would have kept them, and he acted so innocent killing Abhimanyu. How is it that at that point of time he became virtuous officer?
Yeah, that is the, like at the beginning also Krishna told that their sense of morality has been misdirected. Bhishma was thinking that he was sticking to the principle of morality, but he forgot about the general consideration of morality. Right? That he was thinking that because I am siding with Duryodhana, I have been patronized by them, I have been their citizen, their subject, I must fight with him. He is my king, I must fight with him. That was his consideration. And so he stuck to that. Like from the moral, materialistic moral principle, he was right. You know, he had to shred all his feelings of emotion aside and take side of his king. That is, you know, the general code of conduct for a kshatriya.
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bhishma.
No. He took the arrows from Bhishma.
Yeah.
He kept them with him, but when he was begged for those arrows by the Pandavas, he gave the five arrows.
Okay.
So why did Duryodhana act so morally when he broke the principles of morality in case of
Okay, as I said, like the Kshatriyas, generally they are noble. Like sometimes, you know, generally they are noble, but Duryodhana's nature had been so devious that he could not, like, his excessive attachment to rule over the earth And his intense envy for the Pandavas made him act the way he acted. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Gaur Premanande.